there is, both out there in the world and even amongst God's own people, sadly, a palpable level of ignorance of Jesus, who, according to God's word, he is, what he taught, and what he did. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. If you want your life to bubble along comfortably without too many interruptions, too many demands, too many challenges, then probably the best thing for you to do is to live in ignorance of the true nature of Jesus. Seriously, that sort of easy life is best lived walking beside the Jesus of your imagination rather than with the Jesus of the Bible. Until one day it isn't. Until one day that whole illusion comes crashing down around your ears. Because at some point, trust me, it will. At some point, the nastiness of this world or your own sin, or more likely, both in tandem, will conspire to upset your apple cart, good and proper. Matthew chapter 4, verses 12, 13, and 17. Now, when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Now, without doubt, that whole repentance thing, turning away from the things you know are wrong, leaving your place of comfort when things like John being arrested in Jesus' time aren't going all that well, that's definitely going to upset the apple cart. Life just isn't going to drift along comfortably the way you'd planned. But better to let Jesus set you on the right course than to allow your wicked ways to destroy you. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. That's God's word fresh for you today. Perhaps you don't find that repenting thing all that easy, or you have some other obstacles in your life. Well, the good news is that the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.